Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm pregnant. We're traveling to Minnesota to visit my in-laws, and we want to announce it there. But the dilemma is my husband's brother and his wife have been very vocal about struggling to get pregnant themselves. I don't know how to like make this announcement at Christmas without hurting them or upsetting them.
Those announcements can be really sensitive, and here was your advice for Carly.
I think she should just kind of give them the heads up. As Mrs. McAllister says, Christmas is the season of perpetual hope.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and Carly's back on with us this morning. So how did you decide to handle this?
Well, you guys helped so much, so thank you. I really took to heart what people said for the advice, and Sean and I decided we did need to tell them about the pregnancy ahead of time.
His brother and his wife, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what Elizabeth had been saying yesterday, like, hey, yeah, this is what you should do.
Give them some time to figure out what they need to do to work through some news like that.
So what happened?
Exactly. He texted his brother and we set up a FaceTime with them last night, and we acknowledged what they were going through, and we just told them that they're on our hearts and we've been thinking of them, and we had news we wanted to share. And then we told them, and you know, they were kind of shocked because it happened so fast for us.
Yeah.
But of course they were happy for us. It was, like you said, it was like mixed emotions.
Sure.
I was very emotional. My sister-in-law cried too.
Oh,
sure she did. Yeah.
But they're going to be such incredible aunt and uncle to our baby. So
yeah. Well, and that's just it. Like they're happy for you and they love their baby, and them being happy for you isn't the same as them being, you know, disappointed and sad for themselves, having been through that. Like you can feel all of that at one time. It's totally normal. I mean, think about any time you're mad at somebody that you love, you still love them. You're just mad in that moment.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And, they said they really appreciated us telling them first so that they could like handle the news in their own way before we tell everyone. And then I texted my sister-in-law about like an hour later and I asked if she was okay. And she said,
that's nice.
And she said that it's hard, but she's really happy for us and really glad that she found out early and not at Christmas. So thank you so much for all of your help and to the listeners for helping me work through this. It really was the right decision to tell them ahead of time. So,
so you're making the big announcement to the family in Minnesota?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's going to do it at Christmas. Okay. I mean, you bought the frame, the grandparents' frame with the picture in it.
And it's the last gift that they're going to open.
And now your brother-in-law and sister-in-law can decide, you know, again, what works best for them. If it's that they're there for it, again, maybe that's when she happens to be out of the room. Oh, guess what? She's in the bathroom and doesn't have to, because it is hard. I think it really says a lot about who you are as a person and your husband that you guys did think about other people with making this news. And it's big news to share. And again, every baby deserves to be celebrated. So congratulations. They are going to be excellent, like you said, aunts and uncles, and hopefully one day they can get their good news as well, and you can support them through that, what their journey looks like, because it's different for everybody.
And hopefully that'll take some like pressure off of you for the holidays, because I know this is probably something that's been, you know, just everybody's got that the holiday craziness, and you're like, oh my gosh, now I have this on top of it, but we really want to do this, but you know, we always got to think of other people who are not in the same boat.
And
as
not
you.
Everybody does think like that. So again, Carly, I give you credit. I give you a lot of credit for doing that. And good luck with everything. we hope to hear an update of what happens. Are you going to find out what you're going to have?
We're not going to find out.
No peeking. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Wow. Well, we hope it's a wonderful Christmas for you and your family, and safe travels when you go to Minnesota.
And
thanks so much for listening. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy holidays.